The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
For the full episode of The Dennis Prager Show, go to Pragertopia.com, sign up, and become a full member. So I'm reading to you from the New York Times about how the students at these various takeovers of colleges, how they speak and how they think. This is all part of the larger struggle against injustice. They don't even know what the word means. You know what's unjust? That they got to grow up in America where so much of the world is in poverty. That's unjust. And they further the poverty. They ensure further impoverishment by being anti-capitalist and by following all the fanaticism of the environmentalist movement. One truly despicable movement. Every sane person cares about the environment. Every sane person cares about workers, but they're not communists. Environmentalism is to the environment what communism was to workers. It uses it. So they're quoting this Cornell freshman. Because they don't use the word freshman. Oh, God forbid. It's not, the New York Times would never say freshman. It has the word man in it. The pathetic New York Times. Oof, for a girl to be called a freshman. Oh, I can't. Oh, it takes one's breath away. The trauma. Wow. So, first-year student at Cornell. Another cesspool. As an environmentalist, we pride ourselves on viewing the world through intersectional lenses. Climate justice is an everyone issue. It affects every dimension of identity. Isn't that amazing? It does? Wow. Because it's rooted in the same struggle. Of what? Imperialism and capitalism. Things like that. Girl's an idiot. The girl's an ignoramus. Capitalism has lifted more people from poverty than anything in the history of the world. But she doesn't care about that. She wants meaning, and leftism provides it. Wonder what her parents think. I'll bet, unless the parents are obviously conservative, then poor things. It doesn't even matter, conservative, if the parents think clearly. Otherwise, what they're probably thinking, Katie, you know, we admire you for standing up for what you believe. If I had to bet, that's what I bet Katie's parents would say. It's rooted in the same struggles of imperialism, capitalism. I think that's very true of this conflict of the genocide in Palestine. Genocide in Palestine is as great a lie as the medieval lie against Jews of butchering Christian children to have their blood baked into matzah, the Passover bread, the unleavened bread of Passover. The ability of people to believe gigantic lies is unlimited. From men menstruate to Israel is committing genocide. Another girl, Jawanna McAllister, Jawanna. Sean, do you have a sister? If I'm not mistaken, her name is Jawanna. Is that right? Jawaana McAllister, a 27-year-old PhD candidate in cell and molecular biology at Cornell, pointed to the name of the student group she is affiliated with, the Coalition for Mutual Liberation. This poor thing, she's getting a PhD at Cornell, and she's oppressed. Wow. God, the left is so effective. It's in our name, mutual liberation, Ms. McAllister said. That means we're anti-racist, anti-imperialist, anti-colonialist. Ooh. What do you think of that? We believe that none of us can be free and have the respect and dignity we deserve unless all of us are free. Wow. So who's not free? Are blacks in America free? I'd like to ask Ms. McAllister. At the University of California, Los Angeles, students like Nicole Crawford, another female, are demanding that the school sever its relationship with the Los Angeles Police Department. Quote, when you are a part of any oppressed group, especially people that are experiencing direct state violence, like being part of the Pan-African diaspora within the United States. That's her. She's in the Pan-African diaspora. Poor thing. She's a member of that oppressed group, the PAD. Pan-African diaspora. Sean, your ancestors are from Scotland, is that correct? So you, do you feel that you're in the pan-Scottish diaspora?
The PSD.
The PSD, yes. I thought so. Which is built, the Pan-African diaspora within the United States, which is built on the enslavement and dehumanization and degradation of African peoples. That does politicize you, Ms. Crawford said. For the full episode of The Dennis Prager Show, go to PragerTopia.com, sign up, and become a full member.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.